Sunday prayer mixed with protest. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Abortion rights advocates are expected to gather at churches around the country. They've been demonstrating ever since a draft opinion leaked out of the Supreme Court. That opinion would overturn Roe versus Wade.
You do not have to like abortion. You don't have to get one. You just can't stand in the way of other people doing what they want and feel right is for them and for their bodies.
That woman in New York City. Last night, protesters in Maryland showed up at the homes of two Supreme Court justices. A tragic end to a vacation for three Americans in the Bahamas. Officials say they died suddenly at a resort.
The police force in the Bahamas say that these individuals had no signs of trauma, but did appear to have suffered convulsions. The three who died included two men and one woman, one of those men being identified as Vincent Chiarella from Birmingham, Alabama. His wife was also injured there and transported from the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort where this happened. She's currently undergoing care.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, a representative for Sandals, says the company is actively working to support the investigation and the families of their guests. Another pile of blackened rubble is being poured over in Ukraine. Officials fear 5 dozen people may be dead after a school building in the Luhansk area was bombed by Russia. 2 bodies have been recovered. About 30 people have been rescued. Meanwhile,
we have learned, according to Ukrainian officials, that all women and children and also their elderly family members have been evacuated from that steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol. In total, more than 500 civilians were able to make it out of the facility through an evacuation corridor organized by the United Nations.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America's listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Despite a sweet jobs report, most Americans are still sour on the economy since we're paying more for just about everything.
It is the Biden administration's war on producing oil and gas that has caused the huge spike at the pump.
Senate Republican Roger Wicker of Mississippi. During a stop in Ohio last week, President Biden urged Republicans to help strengthen supply chains and reduce energy costs. Another potential economic threat, dock workers who could go on strike. Key contract talks will be getting underway for thousands of West Coast port workers.
Talks between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association will affect about 22,000 workers at 29 West Coast ports. The current union contract expires on July 1st, with automation and its impact on jobs expected to be a major issue in talks for a new deal. Those ports are key links to trade with Asia, representing about 12% of the nation's gross domestic product. The ports of Los Angeles and neighboring Long Beach collectively handle more than 30% of all waterborne imports and exports in containers. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Firefighters in Germany got the job done, but not everyone was happy with the result.
It was a unique distress call, but instead of fighting a fire, some firefighters in Western Germany came to the aid of local high school teachers. The problem? Because of a jammed lock, the teachers couldn't open a safe inside the final exam students were about to take. So the firefighters sawed open the safe, the test was recovered, and it went on as scheduled, much to the delight of the teachers and the dismay of the students. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puzo. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.